In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. For more details, see the episode description.
Q-Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 9. The Epilogue.
Are you okay?
Oh, get this thing away from me. I'm done. When did you learn how to surf? I didn't even think we taught you how to swim.
You didn't. Mom did.
You just popped up. No problem.
Dad, sit down. I don't want you to have a heart attack.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I just had three.
Oh, my God.
So you like it out here, huh?
Yeah.
Are you like a California girl now, like?
Dad. Stop. I miss you.
I'm right here, kiddo.
You know what I mean.
How about once the trial's over, I find a place out here?
How long will that take?
I don't know.
Guys, lunch is ready.
It's time to help your old man up. Come on. You're strong enough now.
Dad.
Come on!
You're like a million pounds.
Come on! Use your
muscles!
I'm trying!
Oh, no, no, Dominic. You don't have to touch
yes,
anything.
Yes, I do. Come on, you cooked. You, young lady, whoever did not, come, help. Yes, help. So how many classes is Ted teaching?
Oh, he has only 2 units right now, but he'll have a full load in the fall.
Oh, great, yeah. At Pepperdine. What? I didn't say anything.
You're an Ivy League snob.
Whoa, Audie, did I say anything?
Not technically, but you inferred.
Can you prove that?
Oh, no, no, no. Do not turn her into a lawyer.
I'm not. She's going to be a pro surfer, right?
Who says I can't be both?
Ah, there you go. All right. I love you both. Thank you for lunch. It was delicious, but I got to get back to my hotel to pack. I got a flight.
Already?
Sweetheart, you're coming to New York in 3 weeks. And besides, you're not even going to pay attention to me. You'll probably be hanging out with your friends the whole week. Ugh.
Can I see Phil, too?
She's under house arrest. I don't think she...
Yeah, you'll see her. I'll make sure you see her. Come, give me a hug.
Dad.
You call me every morning and every night.
Okay.
Promise me.
I promise.
Promise me.
I promise.
Thanks again for lunch, Cass.
Anytime.
Love you both.
Love you too, Dad.
It is 10:33 a.m., June 15th, 2034. Interview number four, Philomel Graymore, former technician at Ad Lucem OI.
Hey, before we get started, can I have another cup of this fantastic coffee?
Sure. Gary, more coffee in here.
I'm on it.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Phil, when you called to report Vincent Lombard, you did so anonymously.
Thank you so much, Gary.
No problem.
Is this Guatemalan or Nicaraguan?
Don't answer that, Gary.
Ecuadorian?
Gary, get the fuck out. Thank you. Can we do this?
Sure.
Thank you. When you reported Vincent Lombard, you did so anonymously, correct?
Yep.
But when Miranda found out it was you, she asked you to come forward publicly?
Yes.
But you refused?
Yes.
Why did she want you to take the credit?
She was the one who recruited the cars for the party in the first place. For sex work. But then, later, when I turned Vincent in, Miranda wanted to make it seem like she was trying to expose him all along, and she needed me to say that I was a part of that.
But you weren't planning on exposing him. You were there for the money.
Yes, I was. Until I saw what he wanted me to do.
What was that?
He wanted me to create a digital skin to appear younger.
Impersonating a minor is not technically illegal.
No, it's not, but, you know, somebody should really look into that. I don't know. Do you know any good branches of the government? Look, you're right, okay? Asking me to screw him while looking like a minor isn't technically illegal, but what he showed me on his laptop, that was fucked up. So I kind of knew that he was probably sitting on some more than just your basic pervert bullshit.
Hence the anonymous call.
Hence.
When Miranda asked you to come forward, what did she offer you as compensation?
She said she'd make me partner.
Wow. Generous.
If that's something you're interested in.
But you weren't.
Not really.
So instead, you called in a bomb threat, accessed sensitive company files, and leaked the personal information of over 10 million Ad Lucem OI subscribers.
Yes, including my own.
The information you leaked that day was between Acara and its client. Your name was never divulged.
Not technically, no, but I did come forward and say publicly that I was Shane's Cara.
After you leaked the files. You've had 7 years to go to the police. Why now?
Because I respect people's privacy and I didn't want to.
Do you?
Yes. Look, I'm not proud of how long this took me, but I've been having reservations about the work for a very long time.
What's a long time?
Since Shane. Eventually, I realized Lucem was causing more harm than good, and I was done being a part of the thing that hurt people.
Explain to me how leaking the private conversations of millions of people is less destructive than being Acara.
The commodification of human beings, friendships, romantic relationships, I couldn't stand by that anymore.
But using Cara for sex work, you were fine with that?
Only at first, but then
I... And what about the clients who were receiving tutelage and psychiatric support? Do you think Cara was hurting them?
When Miranda was going to release presence, it would have changed the way human beings interact with one another on a cellular level. Miranda wanted to alter the course of human history.
So you altered it first. And remind me, how many civil lawsuits are you currently facing?
I don't know the exact number.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
It was.
Sorry?
I said it was worth it.
I think that's all for today.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Gotta reset your ankle.
Oh, sure.
You good?
Bueno, kiss. Buenas noches, jefe. Enjoy your freedom.
Bye, Phil.
What the?
Phil.
Who is that?
It's me.
Miranda?
Trying to project from your tower, but something's obstructing the lens, I think.
I thought I threw that thing out.
Most people have.
Where have you been? Are you okay?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Where are you?
I can't tell you that.
Okay, well, if my lawyers ask me if I've seen you, I'm gonna...
I know.
Hello?
You destroyed my company. And for what? Francis was lying. There was never any bomb.
It doesn't matter. We were ruining people's lives by giving them Karas.
Who? Whose lives were we ruining?
I'm not doing this with you, okay? I'm not explaining why I did the right thing to-
Is that why you're still protecting her? You haven't said a word about her publicly.
Yeah, and I won't.
Because you're a part of her cult?
No! Jesus, it's not a cult. They're a bunch of fucking Luddites, but they might be right about a few things, all right?
So you are a believer.
I'm not. I'm just- Look, I don't know where she is or what she's planning, so if that's why you're here, Miranda...
We both know Francis is dangerous. Maybe she was bluffing, but what if the next time it's real?
Are you scared because she's capable of destroying another company? You're just pissed off because she destroyed yours.
I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to learn what I can about this case.
The one against you?
Against Lucem.
Well, according to my cool new ankle jewelry, it kind of feels like it's just me. Because I'm being interrogated every day in a metal box, and you are in some cozy fucking chalet in Switzerland or some shit.
Switzerland has an extradition treaty.
Yeah,
with
I know
the US.
You're not in Switzerland. It's a goddamn metaphor. They're historically neutral.
I got it.
I take the fall for this, Miranda. All of it. If you don't come back.
It was your choice to leak the nest.
Yeah, and it was your choice to aid and abet a rapist. Don't hide from this. You said you wanted to run this company with me as partners. This is what it is. This is the shit we did. Stand with me and own it. Maybe there's something on the other side.
Why are you doing this?
Because I lied to a lot of people for a long time. I pretended and I lied for their money. And I can't do that anymore.
That's never what I wanted Kara to be.
What did you want it to be then?
A way to be with someone I loved.
Maybe you can still do that.
I can't. He's gone. I have to go.
God, don't make me do this alone.
I'll call you again.
Please don't. Don't go.
Phil.
Don't!
You're not alone.
Ah!
Ad Lusum stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil, with Savvy Monroe as Addison. Additional performances by Alex McKenna, Elise Levesque, Michael Dunn, Ali Maki. Written by Troyan Belisario. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyazchenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashor. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Set teacher Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt head of creative Jordan Galvin. Salt head of post-production Robert Adler. Salt head of production Liz LeMay. Salt post-production supervisor Ali Honore. Q-code head of editing Neely Oftring. Q-code head of mixing Ben Melchev. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lusum is a Q-code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and SALT production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-code Media Inc.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.